Hey, I'm your host. Boss. Episode number one.
Welcome to Universal After Dark. A Universal podcast that's not the same as all the others. Hello and welcome to this autumnal Universal After Dark episode. Joining me tonight is the two Johnnies. Mr. D.
Howdy doody.
And Mr. Dabs.
I honestly don't know how to respond to that.
No, I don't even. I
should have t-shirts with your heads. Just one on over each boob. Be bosta. So, yeah, I'm back. But anyway, before everything, blah, blah, blah. What's everyone drinking? Mr. D.
I got a blood orange gin and tonic.
Oh,
lots and lots of ice in it, and I got some weird cranberry tonic as well that Kerry got me. I think it must have been reduced because you got a lot of it, but it's nice though, so I'm not complaining. And I've also got a cup of tea Walt Disney World mug.
Wash your mouth out.
I know, sorry. I don't have a Universal mug. I got to rectify that in just over a week's time.
So jammy. So
wash your mouth out again.
No, yeah, not for that one. I will for the first one, but not for that one.
Double fisting both ways there. What about you? Come on.
It's unfortunately not. It's too hot. I got a bottle of water.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm not going to argue with you. I haven't had an alcoholic drink now since Saturday.
Get on you.
I know. We're on Thursday now. So I'm on Diet Coke. Diet Coke? No one drinks Diet Coke without vodka in it.
I didn't think anybody drank Diet Coke anymore. It's either full fat or zero.
No, I drink Diet Coke. I mean, I'll drink zero as well, but...
Yeah, you know. I think it's Coke Zero. I don't know. It was red anyway, but I made sure it had no sugar in it. But apparently sugar's better for you now than all the diet stuff, so what am I to know? Have you seen, right, talking about vodka dead quick? I was on I was on the TikToks. Oh, wifey's looking at me. What? Why are you clapping, babe? Thank you, babe. Yeah, she's giving me a round of applause because I haven't had a drink for 4 days.
Nice. It's good to be appreciated.
She's kicking off on me now because I can't remember what the name of the Coke is. But this is a recording. We're live on podcast, my love. If you want to join us, come and join us. Bye then.
Called a bluff there, didn't you?
Yeah. She's fucking gone back into the... They're like a coven of witches, aren't they, women?
Yep.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, so I'm on Coke fucking zero. Wifey. Jesus H. Christ. On this episode, we're just going to talk about my trip, and then we're going to touch on Mr. D's Halloween Horror Nights 101, getting the best out of the event.
Can't wait.
Basically, we checked in at the Hard Rock. It was the Hard Rock.
You sure about that?
It was definitely the Hard Rock, yeah.
That sounded like a question.
It wasn't a question. It was just it. Nothing had changed in the 4 years since we were there last. It was identical. Nothing had changed. My brother-in-law seemed to think the pictures behind the reception had changed. I very much doubt it. Checked in, give it all the bifters, telling them it's our 25th wedding anniversary. I'm 50. She just tilted her head and basically sympathised with me. Didn't say nothing. The room was looking out over a roof with what looked like a pair of tits.
I'd forgotten that.
Yeah. Saggy ones, because they were like ones at each armpit, but they were tits nonetheless. So I'll take that. So yeah, we got there in the early evening, I think, and just went straight to the pool, and kids were in, and we just got straight on the ale. Early to bed. Yeah. We tried to eat a bit of food, but it was so hot. And that's all everyone says about Florida now. It was so hot. It was unbelievably hot. So nobody was really hungry. I want to say we might have got chicken tenders or something, which was the staple of the holiday, to be fair. The next day, we goes downstairs and we just hit the ground running. We goes on Hagrid's first, and what a way to open the holiday. You can hear it in the, I think we did some audio getting off the ride. I think we did, we were getting on and then we were getting off, and every one of us was blown away. Absolutely blown away. What an absolute stonker of a roller coaster that is.
Yeah. So was that everybody's first time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So in 2019, I don't think it was open when we were there in the August, but it had opened maybe the arse end of August when we were in the Disney bit. And then when we went to Halloween Horror Nights, it was open then. But it was very, very unreliable. And I made a promise to me girls, I won't ride it unless you're with me. So I think
went on it, didn't they?
No, he tried. Him and Rebecca went on it on the Sunday morning. And they got to quite close to the front. They were at the very front of the park for admission. And they nearly got on it, and then it broke down. So they jibbed it. We all queued up as a family of 10, which is something Disney can learn from here. Mm-hmm. Universal, just do it right, as far as I'm concerned. The people who could ride it went and rode it, and I think one person stayed behind. And then with the babies, because they were four, they weren't tall enough, everyone else was. So seven of us went and rode it. And the beauty of the Universal model is one or two people can hang back then and do kiddie swap and go and sit in, and they allow everybody else in the party to go and ride it again. So the first 20 minutes in the park, basically, we rode Hagrid's twice.
Yeah.
And what a ride. What an we were all speechless. Mm-hmm. Literally speechless.
Had you watched any ride videos or anything like that, or was that a surprise?
Bits and bobs, yeah, because like Mr. Morrow will talk about it and he'll go on it and then he'll put footage on. So I knew bits of it, but the speed of it, no spoilers, but the speed of it, and just sitting on the motorbike, just sitting in the sidecar, it was boss. It was just boss. It's fabulous.
I'm very intrigued by what they're going to do with these new coasters, because Velocicoaster and Hagrid seem to have been massive, massive hits.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Just take my money. I can't wait. That Donkey Kong one looks mental.
The one that I'm looking forward to is the Monsters one that's got a spinning vehicle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Again.
Did you ride in a sidecar then, Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah? Both. That must have been a bit of a tight fit, wasn't it?
No, it was fine, to be honest.
Just for the restraint thing, because I know that when I was in it, mind you, we got kind of stuck for about 20 minutes, but I was, that restraint thing, I mean, you can't move. It's like pins you down.
Yeah, I don't remember being in any discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember being absolutely thrilled out of my underpants. Just phenomenal. I think when we come off then, and some of us went on the Harry Potter ride, whatever it is, Escape from King, the other one.
Forbidden Journey.
Yeah, I didn't. Yep. I tapped out. So me and Phil took the youngest three were too small for that one. So Rose, Molly and Joanna couldn't do it. So we went on the Hippogriff ride instead. Mm-hmm. And I think the babies got kicked off. They were too small for it. So we could only go on with Rose. So I ended up going on with Rose twice while they were, the babies were lit. This was the story of the holiday with Rose as well. But the babies were right on the cusp of the height thing. So they couldn't ride it. So Phil had to go off with them. And I had to go on with Rose. And then I got off. He was in kiddie swap. And he was still out when I done it, because it's a very fast coaster. Gets off, goes into kiddie swap with Rose. And he's like, I'm not riding it. I'm too angry, blah, blah, blah. So I had to go and ride it again with Rose. So I got to ride it twice. So that was all right.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it's just a blur until it's all, you know, we went and spent a lot of time in Zeus Landing then with the kids, which I love Zeus Landing. We went on the train ride. We did everything. We did everything in Zeus Landing. Just brilliant. Just a good hour or whatever with the kids. We've got the express passes. There wasn't a queue for anything. We didn't do Velocicoaster until later on in the day. We worked our way. We come out of Zeus Landing and worked our way round through Superhero Island. And again, I didn't do the Hulk. I sat with the prams.
I won't go on it again.
I just couldn't face it because I thought
that.
Yeah. Every so it was Jack's first time because he was too little in 2019. So he was absolutely buzzing. He loved it.
Yeah.
And he was desperate to do it with me. He wanted to go on with me because I sat off with the kids. Me and Kerry sat off. We didn't go on it. And he was desperate all the rest of that day and all the time in Universal. Are we going to do the Hulk today? And I'd go, yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll have a think. Maybe. We'll see what happens. And we didn't. And I never rode it. Spider-Man, good as ever. We didn't do the water rides on that day, I don't think. I can't remember, to be honest. You think while you live in the moment, you think you're going to remember everything. But the next big thing was Velocicoaster. And it actually broke down while we were in the express queue.
Oh, yeah.
And they were basically telling us it's going to be a while here, so just go away. And we didn't. We just rode it out. So we might have stood in there for maybe half an hour. And more and more people in front of us were dropping off and going. So we were moving up the queue without the ride even being running. Mm-hmm. But then when we got on it, oh, my God. What a ride.
Yeah. It's a cracker, isn't it?
Oh, it puts the rest of the park to shame, almost. Yeah. Them two rides are so solid. Everything else looks a bit tired now. You've set the bar so high.
Certainly makes Hulk puts that to shame, really, in terms of how smooth it is. And, you know, we still have Hulk, but I don't know. We didn't ride it last time, and I don't know if we will this time. I'd like to, but I really don't fancy getting rattled to death on it.
Well, it ruins your day. I mean, I've literally got off the Hulk in the past with a migraine. An instant migraine, no amount of drugs or water will shift it. It's not a pleasurable experience if you're at a certain age. But Velocicoaster was just out of this world. Again, we were speechless coming off it.
Yeah.
We're just so happy to do it because we've had like a couple of years of watching the vlogs and talking about it on podcasts and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And then the reality of it to get to go and do it was just phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. We did go back and we did the videos on YouTube and stuff. We went and did the water rides. I think that was on a different day.
Yeah.
And because we had Express, we did Popeyes twice. And we went and did all the other water rides as well. So we were sopping wet. And yeah. again, I would normally take a pair of a change of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was so hot, I just wore like, you know, the shorts where they've got the netting so you've got no skids on. I just wore them and they just dried yeah. within minutes of getting off. And me top dried. It was baking them first few days of the holiday.
Yeah.
When we went over to Universal, we literally did everything. We got to do Minions Blast, whatever it's called.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
It's cracking.
I hadn't seen it until today, and I watched Sean and Charlotte from Theme Park Worldwide. It looks great. It's one of the more interactive rides that I've seen.
So the brilliant thing about it is you download the Universal app, you go to a section, I think I shared the video on Instagram of where you go and find it on the Universal Instagram. I don't think there's any music on it or not, but you go to the bottom, you scroll through and you find games, and one of them is the Minions. And you create yourself a little account, you give yourself a name, and then you go in and there's staff there to help you set it up. And basically you have to just do a couple of things on your phone and then point the phone onto your gun at a certain point and it matches, so it pairs. But while you're in the queue, you can be on your phone customizing your gun. So you can be giving yourself different weapons. You can be plussing stuff. So the more you play it, the more stuff you unlock.
Nifty.
And that made such a difference to the overall experience. Because you could... So one of them might have been a fireball or a freeze ray or something like that. So whilst everyone else around you has just got the normal weapon, because you've plussed everything and you know what you've done. I think there was three buttons as well, and each button did something different. So, again, that was customizable. So the three buttons could be customized to do different things. So you could see what you were firing, and you could see the consequences of what you were firing. And it was just, you know, like the babies, they just had the plasma guns, which were empty. But they didn't care. They thought they were shooting stuff.
Yeah.
And me and Arif set it up, and I think Phil did. I don't think our Grace did. I don't think the women did. It was just us three, and me and Eve got on the leaderboard for the day. It's got such re-rideability. It was absolutely brilliant.
And those screens are ridiculously big.
Yeah,
compared to anything else we've seen before.
And there was a little bit of lag every so often, but from what I've heard on other podcasts, UOP and stuff, maybe they've increased the servers to help combat that. You know, it's only just come out of beta basically and previews and stuff. You know, there's going to be software updates on it and everything like that. It's going to have seasonal stuff, I reckon.
You were there on the official opening day, weren't you?
Yeah, we were, yeah. We didn't do it that day. We did it the next day. And the fear was that we were going to have to queue up because it's a new ride. And literally, when we got to it, it had an express line. And we were like, there's people walking in the express line there. And so we did, and it had express straight away, basically, from maybe day one,
They definitely seem to be playing it as not an e-ticket.
Yeah, and it isn't.
Attraction. No, I mean, that's good. I mean, if it isn't, then don't build it up to be. So that's a good thing.
It was just fun. It was,
you
know, and you've got re-rideability. My score is now saved for when I go back to Universal in the future. So that's all there. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if you're local and you go to the parks regularly, if you're an annual pass holder, you can really rack up all the extras and unlock. There'll be loads of stuff in there to unlock.
And this has stemmed from Nintendo World.
Oh, has it?
Because that was the big thing for them was that you could go around, you can buy bands that you can play games with unlock question mark boxes and things like that with it. So this is kind of them taking that before Nintendo World comes along, which I would assume will expand it even more, being a bigger land.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, it may be that I set up my phone and activate my fireballs without telling Kerry and Heather and Nick the first time. Got to take every edge you can get. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Get the upper hand straight away. Yeah.
Definitely.
What else? The Universal Studios, right, is starting to look a little bit tired. Yeah. Apart from this new, but from listening to other podcasts, they seem to be working on areas and moving around. So I think you've said that as well, haven't you, P-Dabs?
Yeah.
So they're focusing on one area rather than focusing on 10 little areas.
Yeah, and as Sean pointed out in his video today, this is really Universal Studios' first proper land outside of Potter.
Yeah, it's actually
got a proper area that all fits in. Yeah. Obviously, you've got The Simpsons, but that's a bit higgledy-piggledy, isn't it?
And
was built on a land that was kind of already there. This is their first, we're going to build a restaurant, we're going to build a shop, we're going to build a snack bar, and a ride, and two rides.
So,
it's not Potter.
The thing to bear in mind for... So going to eat in there. So we didn't. We had all, I said to P-Dabs before we started recording, we had all these grand plans to go and eat in restaurants, to go and do this, go and do that, go and do the other. But it was just so hot, our appetite just vanished. We weren't hungry. But our Eve wanted to try some of the Minion tater tots. So we goes on the app to order them online. And the pickup is greyed out on this day. So we go to the entrance and there's a member of staff there that says, I love them. I'm trying to order online. I'll just come and get some tater tots. Oh, no, you can only come in if you're eating in here. You've got to order on your phone at your table and then go and pick it up. And I was going, well, I want to take... Well, all right, I'll just go and order them and I'll just get them to go. Only you can't do that. Oh, right, okay. She said the window, why it's greyed out is the remote pickup window doesn't open till whatever time it opens. It might be 11:30 or 11 or something like that.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, right, okay, fine. So we couldn't go in and just order something and take it away. So we walked around for a bit and then it was open. It come on. So I put the order in for a portion of tater tots and it might have been 11 o'clock, something like that. And it was for 11:30 to pick up. So you pick your time. So I think we said 11:30, maybe. And we got there at 11:15 because we were close by. So the window is not made for tall people. So I had to bend over to look through the window at the staff in there. And I said, I love, I'm here to pick up some tater tots I've just remote ordered. And she goes, oh, yeah, what's your time? And I said, well, I'm a bit early, like 11:30. Oh, yeah, you'll have to wait till then. So it was a portion of tater tots. So we had to wait then 15 minutes. And then this mysterious hand just comes through the hatch with the tater tots. And it's all right. I think it was Grew or just a Minion, for, you know what I mean? We had a laugh with them. I was talking to them and stuff like that while we waited. So I think they're ironing things out maybe, but it's remote pickup and you've got a time to go back and get it. So just go and wait for your time, basically. I'd Eve had one of the lolly ices, which was $10 for basically a lemonade lolly ice in the shape of a
Minion. I saw that the macaroons are $4 each. And they're tiny. literally you could put the whole thing in your mouth at once and it'd be gone.
So I mean that was, it's a nice little land. The Minions ride, what we did see on the Minions ride was one entire row. So do you know the way they load you through and you walk right through and you might be split up from your family and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. One entire row was taped off so you couldn't go on it, which was a bit weird, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But that ride was all right. It's rubbish now that it's 2D. What else did we do? We did the...
Did you do the Bourne Stuntacular?
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
It was just brilliant. And the other people in the party were underwhelmed. But I loved it. You wouldn't go and see it multiple times per trip.
No.
But you'd go and see it every trip.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
It was just cracking.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we do? We did the monster makeup show, which was absolutely phenomenal as ever.
Always good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So consistently good, guys.
Oh yeah, you know, and
it's what Universal do best, and I hate the fact that they're getting rid of a lot of these things. Like they've got rid of both of the shows in Hollywood.
Yeah,
that's a shame.
Yes, I mean, you know, it's amazing that it is so consistently good when you think that most times you go, it's different performers. You know, sometimes you'll see the same one person a couple of times, but honestly, we go every trip, and very rarely you see the same person, but they're just as good. They're all different, put a different twist on it, but they're all really good.
Yeah, it was the two girls, and they were hysterical. They were just, and I loved the ad-libbing, and like one of them just kept going off on tangents. And you can see the other one just looking, just going, what are you doing here?
Was it the same two that we saw?
I don't think the tall girl was.
Yeah, it wasn't Mike's wife, because the other one was Mike's wife when we saw it.
Yeah, I don't think it was Mike's wife, but again, it might have been. I don't know. She was a little short woman, but she was hysterical. She's absolutely hysterical. I think I got the audio for that.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, did I? Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first thing that went out. If I remember rightly.
Oh, sound.
I think. Or it might be set up. Or it might be the one that's going out on Halloween.
Oh, Patreons. Mm. Spoiled. I'll have to have a look for that then when it drops. It'll take me right back. Men in Black. Very tired. We did that a couple of times. It's still fun. You know, you know what I mean? But maybe it's days of numbers. Put it this way, you walk out the shop now and it no longer plays Men in Black.
Hmm.
And God. Yeah, the poor staff. And the two girls that used to be there on the photo booth thing, the photo booth thing's gone.
Mm, it's always a bad sign, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's just two screens now.
That stuff starts to go.
And then there was obviously there was Men in Black merch, but it was full of superhero stuff and various other like movie merch as well.
And that all used to be in the Terminator shop, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a sign of the end of the Terminator, wasn't it? It was all like mixed merch. It would be like 20% Terminator and 80% other stuff.
Men in Black's coming to an end.
The shop didn't look overly Men in Black. Is my point.
Yeah.
And then poor staff who looked like they wanted to die sitting in the photo stall in case you wanted to get your photos. That was just gone. It just didn't exist anymore. And the music wasn't playing.
Yeah.
It was just music.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's days are numbered. I think that was another one. I think the babies couldn't go on that. I think they were too small. I mean, they were proper upset on that one in the kiddie swap. You know, the kiddie swap windows at the top there. So as we're going down on the ride, all you could see was these two faces in the window. Like that. We did Fast and Furious, and I want to love that.
9:05 p.m.
And I want to ride it. I want to love it. But it's just awful.
I think that was, wasn't that in the background, wasn't that silly calling you a wanker when you said I went on Fast
yeah.
and Furious?
Yeah. It was just awful. You know, the best bit of it is the two pointless pre-shows.
Yeah.
That we completely ignored at Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
We literally kind of looked up at them and went, no, we're just going to keep going.
Yeah. That was the only bit I enjoyed, was the queue, walking through the workshops and stuff.
Yeah. Again, the old cars. They were brilliant. The workshops were boss. Jack was in his element because he loves cars. So he's looking at all the cars. I hammed it up with the actors, I think. I don't know if I recorded it. I might have done.
Yes, you did.
All right, okay.
Yeah, because that has already gone. Because I remember what I wrote in the story about going with Craig's family in capital letters.
Well, that was the thing as well. As I walk in with one of the girls was on the thing checking the express passes. I said about family. She just looked at me like I had two dicks on my head. And then I asked her about, can I have a bottle of Corona? And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about, Nobbit? Just looking at me like I was a piece of shit. But it's a dreadful ride. It's dreadful. But again, if you've never done it, right, you've still got to do it.
Yeah.
Even if it's the only time you'd ever do it. We did Rip Ride Rocky. I hate that ride.
Yeah. It was, why, because it's rattly again, or?
Yeah.
Or is it the drop?
It's going up. I remember watching on the Channel 9 news or whatever they have over there, video footage of people getting taken off while it was horizontal. I just hate that bit. It's so rattly as you're going up on a chain.
Yeah.
And that is the only bit that's even, I would say, thrilling. Because once you get over the top of that, it's no better than any other roller coaster.
Yeah, it was painful.
The first drop's good. But then you're right, after that, it's just pretty standard. But
and we had to do it twice because we did kiddie swap on that. And I said, no, I'll mind the babies. But no, I got put on it again. And it was just, I didn't enjoy it. It was just horrible. I'm at the stage in my life now where I don't need to do it again. I've done it.
If I had to pick, I would pick Rip Ride Rocket over Hulk.
Yeah, I would as well, I think. Well, I mean, only because of that rattle factor, you know. I'd much rather ride Hulk. I mean, I remember when we first went on Hulk, it was fine. We didn't come off it feeling bad at all. And then the amazing thing is that they've actually refurbished the track since then, and it's gotten worse. I mean, what's going on with that?
It's just bad. I mean, Rip Ride Rocket, in the time that I've ridden it and we're sitting here now, you've updated it, haven't they? There's been an update.
Yeah, they've taken a load of the songs off of it.
Yeah. Now, without spoiling Guardians of the Galaxy over in Epcot, they've got a playlist of, I think, 6 songs. And it's random. It just plays. You don't get a choice. Yeah. You still get a choice on this. So that I think the secret songs are on, but they've really limited the songs.
Yeah, the main menu is one song per genre now.
Yeah. So do we think that this might be getting repurposed? Because there's a Fast and the Furious ride roller coaster getting put in Hollywood, isn't it?
Yeah, there is. And it's a strange one because the first time I went, I've obviously not been going for as long as you two have, but it was being built when I first went. So it's not even that old.
No, it's not.
So it's what? 2000, that was 2008. It's 15 years. Yeah. So maybe it is time for some work on it.
But I mean, the thing about a roller coaster like that is, unless you're going to rip it out and replace it with something completely new, You can retheme it, but that isn't going to do anything for park attendance. And if you're
no.
Universal,
no.
you're not going to spend money just retheming it. You've got to. I mean, unless you did like a land, and this was, you know, you had a new attraction, like a new Fast and Furious ride nearby, and then you rethemed this to Fast and Furious to make it a Fast and Furious land, then maybe. But
and I think that's the issue. That end of, or not even end, side of the park is, it's literally Rip Ride Rocket.
It's just on its own.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I still wonder what that stage actually does for anybody.
Nada. What else? We went and rode the Mummy.
Yeah.
And they have improved it. We weren't sure what's improved, whether they've replaced some of the show scenes or updated them.
I believe so. I believe the animatronics were certainly worked on.
Yeah, I don't think there's much difference though. We rode it just after it reopened.
Was it the head his head is a new screen, is it something like that when it scrolls round you? I think
I think some of the screens had been improved. There was still a couple of things. I think they still had a couple of things not working. I think at the time we went, like I said, only fairly recently reopened, and I think the, you know, that first scene where you got the kid, the coffee kid, you know, I think there was something there that wasn't working right, one of the animatronics. But apart from that, I mean, we didn't notice much different. I mean, Brendan Fraser was still in it, and it was all pretty much as it had been, but just looked a little bit tidier and a little bit sharper.
Because that was the rumour, wasn't it, that they were taking Brendan Fraser out, and then obviously he went and won an Oscar.
Yeah.
So I think that changed their opinion. Now there's rumours that he's coming back in another film. Uh-huh. So,
and they're always a good watch, the Mummy films.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
even when they had to recast people in the last one,
yeah,
it was still. In fact, I bought that while I was in Florida for the first time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because we'd been on the ride.
I love stuff like that. We've still got the Snow White from 2001, I think we bought it, DVD special edition. Mm-hmm. But when we got off the Mummy, we had a fabulous interaction with one of the stilt walkers.
Mm-hmm.
With
that was one of my favourite videos that you posted.
Yeah. Absolutely lovely. He's a mute. He doesn't talk, but he's just pointing at her and he's looking at her, and then he motions her, and he leads her out to the queen.
Mm-hmm.
And the three of them are interacting with each other, and it was just lovely. Yeah,
yeah.
It was really good. So I mean, I don't think there's much else to add. I did Jimmy Fallon. I still adore Jimmy Fallon.
We need to do that next time, when we go, because we skipped it last time.
We did. We ate at Bender Bow.
Oh yeah.
Up on the top by the Panda Place, the Chinese up there.
Yeah.
That was lovely. We went at the wrong time, so it was like park had just let out. And we went out with the crowd, so it was quite busy when we went up there. But the bow buns were lovely. We got all of them. We basically
got a bit for Lee.
Yeah, I think I did, but I forgot to go, oh, hell yeah, like that. So I think it's about a 10-minute video, a voice message. So I think I went on a bit. We went and ate at the pan, not the, what's the, what are they called? The crepes, Rate My Crepe.
Oh, yeah.
We ate there as well, and they were gorgeous, substantial. Yeah, really nice. Yeah.
Is that in the park?
So it's at the,
like
the Central Park area type, as you're coming out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it out of The Simpsons where the men in black, the Back to the Future train type bit is, I think.
Yeah, in the bit where the scare zone normally is.
Yeah, it's just on the corner there. And
sure,
you know what? I had a lot of fun with the cast members, the team members in Universal. When I did an order for anything, they'd say, what's your name? And I'd say, Batman. And he'd go, Batman? And I'd go, I'm Batman. Like that. And he'd laugh at me. I got to Disney and I think it was in Hollywood Studios, and I was just fed up of cast members in Disney. And I said, what's your name? And I said, I'm Batman. Oh, copyright reasons, we can't use that name. And I'm like, mate, Starbucks at Disney Springs did it. Not a problem. Yeah. Well, we can't do it. So, all right, yeah. And
should have just said Bruce.
It's rubbish, isn't it? Yeah.
No, she said
Bruce W.
I said, right, okay, yeah, sound. So what's your name? And I went, Craig.
Robin.
And she went, Craig? Whatever. And I was like, yeah. So it pays, and it goes down. I'm all disillusioned, and I'm standing there. And then one of the girl comes with the stuff, and she goes, Dre? And I went, what? And she went, Dre? And I went, it's Dr. Dre. Like that, so that was funny. But I mean that's basically Universal. We didn't eat anywhere. The only place we did eat was Miller's. We went off site. We got two Ubers. It was $15 for a big jug of beer, as opposed to $12 for a pint in the parks. The food was all right in there. You know, it was a lot cheaper than anywhere else. That was the only meal we ate at Universal, and it was off-site. So we didn't go to Hard Rock Cafe after all that.
Right.
We just couldn't face, the mountain of food, basically, that we would have had to endure in that heat. But we had a thoroughly lovely time.
Good. How do you feel about Hard Rock Hotel? Would you go back there again? I know you've been a few times. Would you go back there next time?
Yeah.
Try something different?
No, because it's so close to the parks. It's ridiculously close.
Yeah.
You know, the theming of the other places might be better. You know, the Italian place. I'd love to stay there. I'll stay anywhere when I'm not going with the family. So I'd stay in Cabana Bay. Not a problem. I'll stay in any of the... I'd even stay in Dockside now and Surfside.
Honestly, I think you... We stayed at Aventura, didn't we? And I think I would pick Dockside over Aventura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole community sprung up about these two hotels, and there's a whole... Feels like there's a vibe and a buzz about them. So I think they'll be sound. So I'd quite happily go and stay there. But go on.
Yep. So go ahead, Craig. Go ahead.
No, go on. Crack on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, sometimes the value resorts... have got more of a buzz. You know, they don't have all the luxury amenities. But when we first went to Disney, you know, we stayed in the All-Star, and because it's got like a big food court, whereas because they don't have a table service restaurant, right, that's what they've got. They've got a huge food court, and it's all connected to the reception and the shop and the pool and all of that. There is a lot of people around, and there's a lot of buzz. There's a lot of things going on. You know, they've done caricature drawings and hair braiding and things like that. So I think sometimes there is a lot more atmosphere around the value resorts.
Yeah.
You don't get some of the other amenities, and you know, the rooms are smaller and more basic and that sort of thing, and the pools are maybe a little bit more basic, but you know, for the money and just the sort of atmosphere, they can be good.
Yeah, definitely. So I mean, the only time Hard Rock will be out of favour is going to be when Epic Universe opens, and that will have a deluxe hotel attached to it.
Yeah.
And then we'll have to make decisions. I suspect all people will do is split stays.
Yeah.
You know, we did four nights at the Hard Rock. In 2019, we did five nights. The five nights seemed a lot more relaxed. We seemed a bit more busier this time. However, we always went to pool. You know, so we always got back, and apart from the last night where we basically closed the parks out. But we had enough time because of the express passes and whatnot. We had enough time for the kids to always go to the pool. We did some fantastic drinking next to that pool, buckets of beer. I think they were $45, $44 maybe, off the top of my head. I might be wrong, but we were buying our own buckets, just like six beers in one bucket, and just sitting there in this unbelievable heat.
Yeah,
just having a bevy.
What are the crowds like? I mean, you said about express pass and stuff, but was it busy? Do you think compared to other years? Or
I was very. I struggled to see that it was quiet. Do you know what I mean? It seems to be this thing with the vloggers at the moment that they're saying all the parks are dead. I didn't see that. I wouldn't say that the crowds were manic, but I didn't see it. So yeah. I don't know. I would imagine if I was going to, like, some of the people who we know are going to Florida this weekend, I would imagine the crowds would be a lot less than what they were when I was there.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot more walk-ons, put it that way. But yeah, that's that. That's me. I can tell you how much I spent. I spent $1,600 in them 4 days at Universal, which isn't that bad considering. $400 a day, or $200 per person. It's not too bad.
No, doesn't seem too bad.
So Mr. D, over to you. What do you need to know? What's occurring?
Well, so what's occurring is, so when we go, we're going to do Universal at the end of our stay. So we're kind of flipping it from what you guys did. We're going to be in Cabana Bay for 3 nights. There's 4 of us. 3 of us have been before, but Heather's boyfriend, Nick, has never been to the States, never been to a theme park, definitely never been to Halloween Horror Nights that he still calls Scary House World, because he can't seem to remember Halloween Horror Nights. And what we've done is we don't want to go every night, so we're there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we could go every night, but we've decided we don't want to, because the last time we did that, it just becomes really busy. You know, we went for Stay and Scream every day, which means you're kind of limited to what you can do during the day, because you got to go back, get changed, get ready, get into Stay and Scream, and then you're there until quite late. So we decided we're only going to go to Halloween Horror Nights for one night, and that's the Sunday night, because we thought that'd be the least busy. And we have bought Express Pass, so we were going to do Stay and Scream as well. So we're going to Stay and Scream, and we've got Express Pass. We definitely want to see the show this time, because we missed it last time, as I've talked about before. We obviously want to do as many of the houses and scare zones as possible, but we also want to have a little bit of time and maybe try some of the food and possibly even, you know, ride the odd ride or two. So we don't want to feel like we're rushing around like crazy. If we don't get all the houses done, it wouldn't be the end of the world, but we'd like to. So we've never used Express Pass before. We've never tried to do it all in one night before. So just looking for any advice you guys have got. You know, last year we tried New York Scare Zone and it was really, really busy.
Yeah.
And then we tried Simpsons and it was actually pretty good. We got through 3 or 4 houses really quickly with Simpsons, but of course by that time then the rest of the park is filled up. Just kind of, if you were there for one night with Express Pass, how do you think you'd handle it? Any sort of tips, tricks, whatever?
It's a tough one, because I've been maybe I think 4 times now, P-Dabs, off the top of my head.
I think so.
And Stain Scream is brilliant. But we were just talking about it before we recorded. You are literally, it's broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
It's still hot. And you seem to be, especially the Springfield one is in my opinion, the best Stay and Scream you can do.
It gives you the best option of more houses, I think, because it's further back. And there is quite a lot of houses at the back of the park.
Yeah.
And also gives you the opportunity to quickly get into Harry Potter as well to see the Death Eaters.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think the best we've done, and I can't remember if it was me and Stuart or me and Nick or a combination of all of us when we were all there together, I think the best I've done is like five houses without using the express pass. And at that point,
we did five on that. I think, was it the second night after the meetup? I'm sure we managed to knock out, though. In fact, I think we did a couple of them twice.
So it does give you that option, but you've paid out for an express pass. And the problem, I mean, for me, if you're only doing the one night, and it's the last night of your entire holiday, isn't it?
Yes, it is,
So I would do the absolute greatest hits for the... I'd have a lie in that day. Mm-hmm. I'd only do the rides that people are desperate to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it, say you whatever, Velocicoaster, Hagrid's. And I wouldn't give the parks any more time. I'd say goodbye to the parks. I'd have a lazy day. I'd have a pool day. I'd go and do some shopping that you need to do, whatever.
Or Volcano Bay.
Or Volcano Bay, yeah. But I would chillax. I would try and have a little nap, whatever. And then I would still go and exploit Stay and Scream. But I would use it to... I'd go down the Springfield bit. I'd go and have a pint. I'd go and have a little bite to eat of some of the Halloween Horror Night stuff. And then I'd be more intrigued going into Harry Potter a little bit, looking at the scare zones. And I would try and get to, I don't know whether I would do, because the weakest house first, my least favourite house first.
Or one that you think maybe you want to do more than once.
Or the best, because if you do the best and it's a walkthrough straight away, you've still got your express for later on.
Yeah.
You know, so you can go and do it again. But the problem I've always had with Halloween Horror Nights, for me personally, is you're going for a weekend, you're doing the parks, you're up at 7 in the morning, you're tired because you've flown in, you're up at 7, you go and smash the parks till maybe 3. Like you say, you come out, you get a shower. You try and... Stuart can fall asleep on a clothesline. So you go back to the room with him. He's snoring. I'm lying there looking at the ceiling going, I'm not even tired here.
I left Nick in the room.
Oh, did you? Did you sleep?
Yeah. I'd already been up. It was after our meetup.
Mm-hmm.
I went back first. I was the first one to head back to the hotel. So I went back, I stuck Man City on TV. Man City were live on TV in America at that point. I stuck that on, I had a snooze for about an hour, and then about an hour and a quarter later, Nick came back, because he'd been out, I think you'd been to Mythos.
I think he went with Amanda, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Mythos, I was there as well.
And he came back, got in bed, and it got to like about 45 minutes before Stay and Scream was closing. He was still snoring, so I left him.
And he doesn't half snore.
Mm-hmm.
He's a snorer. So I would, I think I'd lean towards what P-Dab said, the house you're desperate to do more than once. I would go and do that in the daylight, when they're warming up and one of the big things, the jarring things, is going from the bright daylight into the pitch black.
Yeah, that's true.
You do miss a few things and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely then later on go back and do it again. But you'll definitely do, if it's your last night and if you're going to close the park out, close the event out, is it 2 o'clock in the morning or is it midnight?
I think it's 2, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a Sunday night. You'll definitely do everything.
Yeah, I hope so.
Definitely. You'll get it all done.
I mean, the good thing is, this was the reason why we put it at the end, was so that we're not jet lagged, and we're flying back the next day, so we don't need to get up early. I mean, our flight isn't until about 9 at night, so the next day is going to be a bit of a kind of get packed, mooch around, you know. maybe going to a park and the last couple of rides, but not, you know, not bothered what we do, sort of thing. So don't mind getting up late the next morning.
You'll smash it. You'll absolutely smash it. You'll do some of them several times. You're not going to be tired because you're not going to be jet lagged. Like, the latest I've ever done a Halloween Horror Night is maybe 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I think we got that time we left Nick in the park on that middle night. I think we got back to the hotel about 11:30.
Yeah. I think we've done one late, like 1:30, I think, but that was only one time. But what would you expect to wait for a really popular house using Express? Would you think? Do you think the wait time with Express is going to be on average?
I don't think we waited much longer than half an hour.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
They do get you through, like, they do prioritise it a lot.
Yeah.
It's a shame you can't, I mean, you've got your Express tickets now. It's a shame you can't do an RIP tour.
We did talk about it, and the reason why we didn't, I mean, I wanted to do an RIP tour, so I was kind of pushing for it. And it was Heather who kind of preferred not to do it. And the reason why was she didn't want it to be all kind of scripted, you know what I mean? So you're following the tour guide, you go here, you go there, you go there, you go, you know. And she wanted it to be just a little bit more kind of casual and relaxed than that. You know, she's a bit of a foodie, so a foodie in a kind of fun way, so she wants to try some of the Halloween Horror Nights food, and that's fine because I'm a glutton, so I'll have some of that. So we want some time just to do what we want, but yeah, an RIP tour I think would have been the ideal scenario, but it is a hell of a lot more expensive as well. I mean, I can't remember what I did price it. It was probably about, for the four of us, it was probably about an extra $1,000 to do the RIP tour versus four Express passes. So, you know, you can do a lot with $1,000, you know. That's quite a few
meals
and cocktails and pizza fries and things like that.
Yeah, that's what's always put me off about the art. It's justifying that extra cost. And if you're not in your own private tour, you get, like you say, it's very scripted and they guide you around in a set and you can only do each house once, I think. Whereas if you're in your own private tour, you can literally go with, you tell them what you want to do. All I'd be wary of as well is the food. Allegedly the queues are quite long for some of them. I don't know if they do the mobile pickup for any of them.
I don't think so. I think I saw that they don't for Halloween Horror Nights. I think mobile pickup suspended. Could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure it was some of the vlogs I watched.
So I think if you were walking past the pizza fry stall, for example, and it had a shortish queue, jump on it. Don't think, oh, I'll come back in half an hour.
I was watching a vlog tonight. I haven't watched many because I'm trying to avoid spoilers, but I was watching a foodie one tonight, and you know, we had got pizza fries from a little food truck kind of thing near Animal Actors, but they were saying go to Louis for pizza fries. So they obviously, for some things, you can get them in different places. So I think we just need to look at
Louis gives you the different options. Like you've got the sweet ones as well, the sweet potato fries.
Right.
And they're with marshmallows and stuff over it in there as well.
Yeah.
Diabetics dream.
Sounds good. Want to try this beer? There was a beer on there as well. Can't remember what it was called now. It's like a sour beer. Something cooler. It's like a green can. It looks like slime running down the can. It'll come back to me. But yeah, want to try some of that.
Fantastic.
Definitely. I want to pay too much money for cheap beer that's probably full of chemicals. Definitely want to do that.
Well, it's all part of it. I mean, we did some solid bevying. There was nothing better than them three Duff beers. Were close to $50, I want to say. Not far off, plus, you know, including the tip and the tax. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it's holiday money, innit? So you can't take it with you.
Nope.
You've got to spend it. So,
yeah.
Should we wind this episode up, boys? Is there anything else?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Boys, no, that's great. Appreciate that. I'll let you know how it turns out on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to do an Eat It Now on the next episode for the middle of the month. You'll be over there, Mr. D.
Yeah.
So hopefully the upcoming episode in a couple of weeks from Lombards will maybe inspire you.
Yeah, maybe.
So,
cool, Bill.
Thank you very much, boys. Thanks for joining me.
Cheers, mate.
Check out the Patreon, check out the Instagrams, check it out all. You know, a lot of my videos are on the Instagrams there. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you
in Lombard
down the road. Yeah, in Lombard.
Stay cool. Stay hydrated.